Time is running out for some workers at the Seattle Opera. 2 weeks ago, it announced it would close its scene shop as part of a larger plan to cut costs. But shop artisans hope the opera will change its mind. They say the shutdown will mean lost jobs and the possible elimination of the largest facility of its kind on the West Coast. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has more.
Michael Moore says during his 35-plus years with the Seattle Opera Scene Shop, his crews have done everything, from painting sets to fixing the monorail after a crash.
They couldn't find anybody to make new doors. So someone in the mayor's office said, why don't you talk to the opera? They can build anything. And sure enough, that's what we did.
This year alone, the shop's done more than $1 million in business for outside groups, funneling the profits back to the opera. Moore maintains the shop holds its own financially, but Seattle Opera General Director Aidan Lang says the numbers say something else.
We looked at our entire facilities budget and realized, A, we had been kidding ourselves, that we'd sort of send out a myth that the scene shop was a moneymaker. Actually, no one had ever looked at the overhead. The scene shop, it has always been a loss we had sustained, but not really realized the full extent of that loss.
And that's where this turns into a he said story. Lang says closing the operation will save almost $500,000 annually. Moore maintains the overhead is $78,000 a year, excluding his salary. And it's no simple matter to check the numbers, because Seattle Opera's chief financial officer, Rick Johnson, declined to release the organization's most recent independent audits. General Director Aidan Lang says the opera will revisit the scene shop's fate in 2 or 3 years. Meanwhile, Michael Moore wonders if the shop can go independent to continue the work it's done for arts groups around the country.
It would certainly be self-sustaining because I have the numbers to prove it.
As it stands now, the Seattle Opera Scene Shop will shut down this May. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.